Because we're holding in Simon Shinsan Rebbe's Siftez. I just want to point out there's actually a fourth scenario where it appears as a problem. But it's not Ibn Maruba, and it's not Ten Amos, and it's not the it's not Porch Maruba, it's not Ten Amos, it's not a full side. It's a Pierce of a Karen Zelvis. A Pierce in a corner is also a problem. So you can't have a Pierce in a corner. So what Zeb was asking about, the Chazon Ish holds a pirtza in a circle, by definition has a dinner pirtza in the corner. Because you look at it as if that was a corner. Any pirtza in a circle would have that din.
What?
Okay. Simon Shin Samabay Siftes. The Poritz Ka'oimin is mutter. So this is only, we said, if it's Poritz Merub, it's a problem. I mean, Maruba is mutter, but even if they're equal, it's also mutter.
Why?
This is true. Whether you're making your wall with uprights, or you're making your wall with going across, either way it would work like that. So you have a very long wall. Theoretically, you could have porous and armor being equal, but that one opening is more than 10. So that's a problem on its own. Okay. So we can a opening which is more than 10 is a problem. Up to 10, up to and including 10 is mutter. We don't need that the oimid is meruba. We just need that the porch shouldn't be meruba. And if you look at the porch, when we're saying that porch is mutter, so you're allowed to carry in the whole area, even in the area where there's a pirtza. And that you're carrying corresponding to the area where the pirtza is. But as long as that pirtza is not more than 10 amos, it's not a pirtza. It's oimid meruba or it's poritz ke oimid. So that side is considered closed. So you're good to go. This is true whether Bain Bishasi, Shoiman al Gabi Karka Bagaila. So you have uprights. So in the area of the wall that you're making, you have gaps. And the gaps are the same size as the oimid. So even though the gaps are not lovin, because they're lovin anyway. So you have an amma built, an amma gap, an amma built, an amma gap. So the amma is 6 tefachim. It's much more than 11. But that's fine because it's part kaimed. Or if you have one opening, the whole length of the wall is 10 ammas, and 5 are closed and 5 are open. Again, they're equal. See, all of those are permitted. And there are multiple gaps in the wall up to the point that it's porous. That's okay. Okay. That. So now, the Erev gets complicated. Theoretically, it sounds like I can make, the wall has to be 10 tefachim high. So I can make 5 tefachim closed and 5 tefachim open. And I want to build my 5 tefachim, which are closed, on the upper half. So I have a wall, I have a post here and a post here, and I put a board across, which is 5 tefachim wide. So now that becomes the height, and the bottom 5 tefachim are open. Parts garment. That's not good. You can't have a gap on the bottom. That's not a wall because things can enter in through it. You cannot have a gap in the bottom of 3 tefachim. That's less than 3 tefachim. Okay. Because if there was a gap of three tefachim in the bottom, feel the mala also shiva tefachim below shum chalal. Then you put seven amas closed and the bottom three amas are open. Seven tefachim closed and the bottom three tefachim open. Right? Or I'll tell you in a better case. It's ten tefachim closed, three tefachim on open, and then ten tefachim closed. Wow, from the mamash a full wall. Oh yeah, shohayu lemala sar tefachim shleimim, gam kin lemahani. The habalei mechitza shagdim boikin tachtel. So Chazal said, if there's enough of a gap in the bottom that animals can go through, that doesn't have the status of a machitza at all. So it's not, if you have a gap in between the walls and things can get in, fine. But it doesn't take away the status of a machitza where there's a machitza. If you have a machitza, which the machitza allows things in, so a machitza is not a machitza. So so Chazal gave it the shear for that, and the streets fall him off the ground. Okay. Okay, now. Let's say the bottom six tefachim are enclosed. And you have a gap of three. And then you made a board, which is a tefach wide. So it's six, three, and one. Set tefachim high. Gam kilo mahani. Afsho oimin meruba laporitz. But oimin meruba. Why? Does the average shall chalal shlosh tefachim? Shetachas a pas. The average shall amalam in a pas. Ad the rikia mavat leila pas of amps. Because over here, that tefach in between is a problem. So less than three tefachim, love is considered like it's closed. So it's not. It cannot be mitzdarif with the aver above and the aver below, because there's no aver below, because less than three tefachim is not an aver. The three tefachim is considered an aver. So you have an aver here, and you have an aver on top. Well, the aver on top goes up to rakia. That's pretty large. So, and the aver here is three tefachim. It's larger than the one in between. So there's an aver larger and an aver larger. It's going to be a vatal. Versus also here, the hagisa there, a hagisa mavatal. So the two avers are going to be a vatal, that board in between, which is only a tefach wide. So if it's less than three tefachim underneath, it's not a problem, because it's not considered an aver. Because love is like it's closed. But once it's three tefachim wide, it's going to be a vatal, that one in between, since it's larger than the one in between. So this scenario that we're talking about, poritz ka'oimid, on the Erev, you have to figure out what the case is. You can't have three tefachim open on the bottom. You can't have three tefachim, and then a gap in the middle, which is larger than your top tefach type of situation, or two tefachim even, or two and a half tefachim. Right? So I say, I'll make a... So what's the scenario? So now, what about a scenario where you have three tefachim on the bottom? So you have the bottom three tefachim closed. You have three tefachim on top, and you have four tefachim in the middle. So this is six and this is four. So I said before that we can discuss that the two sides can gather together and overpower the parts in the middle.
What's six and what's
three and four in the middle. Three plus three is six.
What are the threes and what's the four?
I said you have three closed on the bottom, three closed on top, and a gap in the middle of four. So there's three tefachim closed, and a gap in the middle of four. It's three plus three is six. Right? It doesn't work. Why? Since the four tefachim is larger than the three above it, so that four tefachim is going to be mevatel the three in between it and all of the airspace above. So that's not going to work. what's the case? Alim also lamala are both tvachim. With artisa shloisha tvachim, vems and isha shloisha tvachim halal. Bizel lawyer meaning the vira bevatli lay the habra tvachim, I mean shalamala. But since the four tvachim above is greater than the gap of three in the below, so then you don't say the aver above the four and the three tvachim below the four is mevatel the four, because the aver of the four is larger than the three. So the aver of the four is mevatel the three first, and then the aver above it's not important. Shrachishu meruba la aver shatachta ben yochel la aver levatle. Not a rabba. However, botul legabei kilu sosim kuladam.
What is the problem?
So we came up with three of the bottom, four on top, that's seven versus three. So where's the scenario of equal? So the case, there's no case of poritz ka'imid in the case of Erev.
So therefore, But the point is, I'm talking to something.
Okay. Say, I'm going to from the tour. Near the tour lab, Dafka knock and Paris going. The case of Shesi, it's possible Paris going. You have uprights, gaps, uprights, gaps, uprights, gaps. They can be equal. Paris going. In the Arab case, you can't have a case of Paris going.
I say,
He says, I remember the porous works by Erev. Well, that sure is true. But the porous garment, the scenario porous garment by case of Erev, is not really shy. So the Bir Aloha goes through all the scenarios and says it really doesn't come out.
Because
that's love.
That was love.
Right, it doesn't count. Right.
Bad says no. I says Sipurim is simple, but all the stories, even if you're talking about the water.
But you can't have in any one scenario, any one gap being more than 10 amps. Shall you have? Like the next one, call a curse of kilo, feel the oimid, rule of porids. See, even if it's oimid, rule of porids, but if there's a gap more than 10 Amos, that's about to that whole side. But up to 10, including 10, is not a considered period, so as long as it's not Poritz Merubah.
Okay, so you hear?
Sif.
What's the word talking about? Isn't it talking about himself?
Let's hold it here.